have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hello, he keeps on doing great things for me. I'm excited about that. Well, it's Thursday, and we are thankful to God be the glory for another glorious day that he has saw fit to give us. And we are elated, ecstatic. Hallelujah. Now, our days may not have been 100% awesome, but hey, we made it as awesome as we could. And I just thank the Lord he gave us that opportunity. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Well, good evening, everybody. It's your girl, Loretta Petite. This is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to just remind us of some remarkable things that women have done, and that we just keep on. We keep on because God keeps doing great things, opening those wonderful doors. We keep on walking through. Hallelujah. And just before we get started on today, I'd like to let you know how you can reach out to me. You can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And I want you to know that I will be giving you information on how you can join me on the prayer call on Monday night at the end of this podcast. But right now, I'm going to give it to you in case you're ready. But for those who are not yet ready, because I will give it to you again at the close of this podcast in about 25 minutes. Okay, so we have a prayer call every Monday night, 9 p.m. Central. Every Monday night, 9 p.m. Central, rain or shine, holiday or not, Monday night, 9 p.m. Central, and you get a word, a meditational word, you get praise reports, you get prayer requests, and every now and then, God gives us a great psalmist to bless our hearts in song, and we get it done in 30 minutes, guys, 30 minutes. You get an opportunity to talk if you want to say, hey, I'm here. This is what God has done to me. We always want to highlight what God has done. It encourages others. So if you want to be a part of that, you can dial in at 302-202-1119. The code is 781-350. Again, that's 302-202-1119. The code is 781-350. On that note, let us pray. Father God, we come now to thank you, Lord. We honor you. We bless you. Father God, we thank you for every snag in the road today. We thank you, Lord God, for every challenge. We thank you for every misunderstanding today. And we thank you, Lord, for every test. We pray, oh God, that if we didn't pass it this time, that we're going to pass that test the next time. We are determined to pass the test that we can get to the next level in you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even though challenges did come, you were there in the midst. And, God, we thank you for that. You didn't let it go any further than it needed to go to accomplish whatever it is you wanted to accomplish through us. So, God, we thank you today. And, God, we ask that you would bless our thoughts on today, that someone would be inspired at the very least. Someone would be inspired to stretch themselves and to be all you created them to be. So, God, we thank you today for Ms. Kimmy Kim, our awesome producer. Continue to bless her family. Bless the works of her hands, oh God. We thank you now. And we want to bless everyone that's a part of the Elation Magazine family. I just thank you, Lord, for every podcaster, every support team member. God, we thank you now. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. And thank you, sir. We give God all the praise because he deserves it. Amen. He deserves it. So on today, I'd like you to recognize the need to love God. God is the giver of it all. Recognize the need to love God. And we can always say we love God. We say a lot of things. Man, I tell you, the longer I live, the more I see how much people just say stuff and they don't do it. They say stuff and they don't walk it. They say stuff and they don't mean it. Oh, my goodness. So I'm not exempt. But you know what I think for all of us we need to do is when we catch ourselves doing that, just stop. Just stop midstream and nip that foolishness in the bud. It's okay to say, I didn't mean to say that. It's okay to say, I'm not going to finish that because that's not what I mean. It's okay to say, I've been telling people that, but I don't follow my own advice. It's okay to come clean and be transparent because what we want to do is we want to be people that walk uprightly, right? We want to be people that do what thus saith God, not just say it, all right? So for the love of God, let me just share this scripture with you. David of the Bible, David, the one who committed adultery with Bathsheba, David, the one who put her husband on the front line to be killed, the same David who had a baby out of that sin that God allowed to die, And he mourned that David, the David when the anointing was going around and he was out with the sheep. And the prophet said, nope, none of these are the, you have some more children. And that David, the David who ran from Saul, the David first who Saul loved, and then that David had to run from Saul. The David who came close enough to kill Saul but didn't, that David, he loved him some God. David who danced out of his clothes, that David, he loved him some God. You say you do? Okay, so that's his report. What's yours? Think about it for a moment. Think about it. Think about what you've done that people look at you and represent and see that you're representing God and see that, oh, wow, she really loves God. What is it that you do? What is it that you do? What is it that you do? Well, David said in 1 Chronicles 17:1, he confessed, here I am living in a palace while God is living under a tent. And he was talking about the presence of God. He was talking about the fact that God needed a place where his presence could dwell. He loved God so much that him living in luxury wasn't good enough. He was not at peace. He had to do something to show how awesome, magnificent, and wonderful God is, and to show just how much he loved God. So that's his testimony. That's his testament. 1 Chronicles 17:1, confessing that he lived comfortably in this palace, but God was dwelling under a tent. So, of course, for the rest of you who may not have read the story, not for you all who have, but of course, David wanted to build a temple for God to dwell in. But David had done too many things, and God said, no, but I am going to let it come from your seed. I am going to let it come from your lineage. The one who's going to build this house is not going to be you personally, but it's going to be you, you know, through lineage. So he said, because, you know, he had fighting hands. He had too much blood on his hands. And so God chose his son Solomon to build that temple. But the inception, the vision, the idea came to David. And David embraced it because he loved God that much. So ask yourself, what is it that I do to identify with God? What is it that I do to identify with God? And people say a lot of stuff. You ought to read your Bible. You ought to know your word. And they don't do things to represent or to connect them with an awesome, holy God. But guys, it's time out for that foolishness. Let's stop playing. Signs of the times. They keep on popping through, popping up, coming through. We need to do the right thing. I would rather not be down with you so I could be down with God. I would rather not be approved by you so that I could be approved by God. If it had to be a choice, I would rather you ostracize me so that I could be in line with God's word. I would rather that. So no, I'm not going to act like you. No, I'm not going to walk like you. No, I'm not going to talk like you if it's contrary to God. But if you're in line with God and step with God, I'm in step with you every step of the way. Oh, yes. So I wanted to throw that out there for you to have something to think about. What is it in your life that tells the world, your community, the people you don't know, man, she really loves God? What is it about you that exudes that? You can't think of one thing. You might need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. All right, now moving on. Hey, listen, I want to talk about women. This is Women Winning at Life for Ministry to Marketplace. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Loretta Petit, your host. I'm glad that you're sharing with us on today. We give God all praise here, all glory, a place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. And even though some things I have to share may not be so, you know, upbeat, but nevertheless, on the whole, with the basis of this podcast is positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. And on today, I realized, maybe it was yesterday or the night before, I'm not really sure, that Pee Wee Herman passed away. The guy who plays in Paul Rubens has died at the age of 70 years old, and God is a universal God. So we certainly could ask God, as we intercede for his family, to give them comfort, to give them strength. That's their loved one. I don't know who Pee Wee Herman was to you or to your children. I don't know. But to his family, he was family. So let's intercede for their comfort, for their strength, and for their unity. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, today, on this day, 100 years ago, the late Calvin Coolidge took the presidential oath of office. It was with 2023, right? That was in 1923. My goodness, 100 years ago, after the unexpected death of President Warren G. Harding. So Calvin Coolidge took that oath of office 100 years ago today. Today is also Watermelon Day. How about that? And I want to bring your attention to something. All these new diseases we're hearing about, syndromes and all of these different situations, I want to say, they're not what they call a disease necessarily, but it is some kind of a disorder. But in today's situation, we're looking at a syndrome. It's called the cloves, like you're putting food, cloves syndrome awareness. So when there's something that's awareness, I like to bring it out because that means we need to be aware. And this is a situation where your tissue, you experience tissue overgrowth, and you get complex vascular anomalies and things of that nature that's going on with you. So it's called cloves syndrome awareness. I think I may want to look a little bit deeper in that to find out exactly why it's called that. You know, does it have any connection with things and what have you? But anyway, that's what's up. So you're aware now, right? It's called cloves, C-L-O-V-E-S, syndrome awareness. So check that out. Find out what that's all about, because if it's an awareness, we probably need to know about it. And let's look ahead to tomorrow. It's a wonderful day. It is the National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And I love, 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 love me some chocolate chip cookies. And not only that, you know, everybody's chocolate chip cookie, I'm sorry, this does not measure up. But it doesn't have to cost $10 for this cookie, a bag of cookies. It doesn't have to cost $5. It can be a $1 cookie. But if they did it right, oh, my God, I love me some chocolate chip cookies. So tomorrow is chocolate chip cookie day. And now that I know, I'm going to go out there and make sure that I celebrate that day right. I'm going to have me a chocolate chip cookie. And also it's National Coast Guard Day tomorrow. And I want to give a shout out to Coast Guards everywhere because they have saved so many lives. They've kept so many people from peril. Tomorrow, salute a Coast Guard. If you know one, give them a shout out. Say, Miss, I just want to thank you. Even though you didn't do it for me personally, but you've done it for so many people. Hey, listen, thank you for being lifesavers, all right? The candy, but lifesavers, real lifesavers to the Coast Guard. So we've done all that. Everything's out of the way now. Yes. So listen, I do want you to tell somebody about this podcast. I really want to grow it, and I need your help to do that. So we're going to start to, of course, talk about it more on social media and get you guys to call in. I have to check that out with my producer first and foremost. But you can also send me your questions ahead of time, things you'd like me to talk about, and I will hold on to those. And podcast time, I'm going to have, you know, some answers or some research for you, or I'll just beg you for a continuance if I can. But anyway, yes, we want to grow the podcast, and I'm also doing another podcast, and I wish I could tell you what platform it's on, but I'm not there often yet, but I am branching out to do a little bit more, and that's talking about more than just women's issues. I want to say something like SWAC, but I'm not really sure. So, you know, don't mind me. I'll get it right next time. I promise you, I will get it right next time. But anyway, I do want to say to you that women are doing all kind of wonderful things, and I know many of you are doing awesome things. I would love to give you a shout-out. So let me know. Send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I want to shout you out for what you're doing. We're entrepreneurs. We're writing more books now. And let me put a pin in it right there real quick. It's amusing to me. It's amusing, meaning you're making me laugh. You tickle me pink. You make me laugh. Yes, you do. Not everybody, but so many. You don't read a lick, but you want to write a book. And you want people to buy your book and read your book, but you don't read. Come on now. I'm not coming down on you. I'm just putting this before you. So let's be readers, guys. guys, readers are leaders. Readers are leaders. We learn so much from cover to cover inside of a book. Readers are leaders. We expand our vocabulary. We can learn punctuation sometimes. We find out what's happening in your own city, certain laws you might learn about by reading books. You might learn what's happening overseas, what it looks like in places like Brussels. You probably never go to, you know, you want to find out all these things and you don't have the money nor the time to get around to so many things, but reading can bring you there. When I was a little girl, it seemed like I almost traveled the world because I was reading about all kinds of things. I was just reading, man. I was reading. I was loving it, loving it, loving it. And as I got older, I kind of slacked down a bit. But when my, you know, but in the presence of my kids, they always saw me with a book. And so they became readers too, for the most part. So yes, please, 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 write your books. But do become readers yourself, okay? You can't expect people who are non-readers to read your book if they're anything like you. They're not going to want your book. They're not going to read the book because they're not readers. So you become a reader and you encourage somebody else to become a reader. Okay, right now with my book club, I am reading the book called The Measure. The Measure by Ehrlich, last name Ehrlich. The Measure, I'm telling you, that book is quite interesting. It deals with things that many Christians might not want to deal with, such as woman-to-woman relationship or man-to-man relationship, but that's not the crux of the book, and that's not why we're reading it. But it's called The Measure, and it's all about if you knew where you were going to die, what would be your response? If you knew not that you're going to die, but when you were going to die, what would be your response? And that you're not sick at all, you still, you are the picture of health, but because there's something that you received in the mail is telling you that you're about to die, what would be your response? The Measure is dealing with that. And it is a fictional book, but it's dealing with that. And that's what we're reading. So at Reading Group, we are a book club with a twist, and we're getting together every third Thursday to discuss what we have read up until that point, okay? So hats off to all the women who are making waves, women who are carving the path out. Hats off, of course, to our Vice President, Kamala Harris, because it was in 2021 that she, you know, stepped forward and she, like, made some waves. She became the first woman to hold the role in January. And then Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider became the highest-earning woman in the show's history. Come on now. We're doing some things, so don't you give up. Don't throw in that towel. Don't say, oh, well, you know, it happened for some. It's not going to happen for me. Let's not put your mouth on that like that. Let's just say that the sky is the limit, and we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen? So let's always keep the faith and believe that there is nothing that you cannot achieve because, you know, God is with you every step of the way. Now, you remember young Amanda Gorman. Of course, she made history as the youngest known inaugural poet. That means she got some letters, honey. She got some letters. That's right. She became presidentially honored for that beautiful poem she gave at the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Biden, the hill we climb. My God, the hill we climb. And she did a phenomenal job. She stole the show even. She did a phenomenal job. Yep. And she was talking about her speech impediment and how writing and reciting poetry helped her to overcome that impediment. It is amazing what some things are put in your path for. She probably thought that poetry came to her because she just needed to express herself. Or she had all these thoughts and she wanted people to know how she thought. But little did she know God was using that to help her to get over her speech impediment. So, yes. There are so many women doing so many awesome things, and I certainly would like to know what you are doing. I'd like to know what things you are doing. So you make sure you send that information to me because I want to know and I want to shout about it, okay? Sarah McBride was sworn in as the first openly transgender state senator. Now, that's not the kind of news that many people want to hear, but nevertheless, it is a step for women. I'm talking about women of all kinds. So, guys, hey, just understand, we're talking about women who are opening doors, making strides, and doing awesome things. Avril Haines became the first woman to serve as director of national intelligence. We never had that chance before. They didn't let us do that. That was for the pants. That was for the men, you know. But hats off to all of them that are making strides. And I want you to know that no matter where you find yourself, no matter who you are, no matter what side of the tracks you came from, no matter who has bullied you, no matter who has told you never going to become nothing, no matter what, if you believe in you, if you believe in your ability, if you believe you can achieve, right? Economist Janet Yellen, she became the first woman to head the Treasury Department since it was founded. Guess when it was founded? In 1789, it took so many years for this to become a reality, for a woman to head the Treasury Department. 1789, now that's a whole lot of time, really, that passed. And we finally got our girl to wear it out at that level. So hats off to you, ma'am. All right, so having said all of that, we have in our city, we have our first, I think, female sportscaster. And I love the way she talks, and she's kind of young. She's got to be young. I mean, she seems so young. But, and she's so excited about talking about sports. It's amazing. And I give a hats off to her for opening that door. How about at the Super Bowl in February, Sarah Thomas was the NFL's first ever female referee to officiate a Super Bowl. How about that? Hats off to you, ma'am, Miss Sarah. You opened the door for so many to come after you. So I pray, God, give me an opportunity. I want to, you know, if I don't open doors, I want to, you know, blaze some pathways. I want to, of course, continue to innovate and help others who wanted to go down that road but were afraid to do so. Help me, Lord. And I know that God is able. Amen. He's able. So whatever is your vision, whatever is your dream, I want you to know you can go after it 100% of you, trusting God every step of the way because God makes it all possible. You know how they show you a picture and they may say, you know, made possible by, let's just say, Procter & Gamble. I want to say all things awesome in this world were made possible by God. Amen. So let's just rejoice and be glad in it. Every day that God has given us, he's given us 24 hours to make something happen, to make something happen. What have you done? What have you done in those 24 hours to make something happen in this day? Well, I just want to say today we're bounding out our last day of school before the kids come. I've had shakeups in my young teaching career of kids. I've been teaching adults, like I said, since the 20th century, but taking a hiatus for whatever reason, I had to do that or I felt led to do that. So now I'm trying my hand at teaching children and I'm teaching the most challenging level of all grade levels. That's the middle schoolers. I'm teaching them and I've had some shakeups to go on, but I'm trying to keep a positive outlook. When people say something about my shakeup, I kind of just stretch my eyes and kind of do a cute little smile to say, it is a shakeup. So things have changed for me. Being a new teacher and all, it has changed. The landscape has changed for me. I have a new principal now. I have new people that have come into the building as teachers that I don't know. They have their own set of ideas and work relations and all that that we know not of. And I found that I kind of got shifted around a bit. I got shifted to do this, and then I'm getting shifted again to do that. And I know me. It is just not cool with me. But I say, God, I'm just going to give you the reins, and you let me know, because I am in a secure place, not in a secure position, but I am in a secure place. But I have to ask myself, Is this what you saw your life looking like? Is this where you want to be? So all of us have choices, but we all have opportunity. You take the best opportunity for you after you've consulted the master, and I'm going to take the best opportunity for me and hope to give you some update real soon as to what has developed from all of my shakeups and my challenges in this situation. But, again, remember, I'm keeping a positive outlook because it all is good. God said all things were going to work out together for my good. I want to give a shout-out to my principal, which I don't know if she's listening or not, but she's pretty cool. She's a cool, cool cat. But my former principal, oh, she was the bomb. And I want to give a shout-out to her, too, Miss Bolden and Miss Coach Joe, in that order. And to all my cohorts, my goodness, great people to work with. And like I said, I'll keep you posted as to what happened with my shakeup, my challenge, my change, because I want you to know. And it shall be well, all right? So having said that, I'm going to close out for today. I pray that you continue to enjoy my podcast. You can find them on YouTube. You can find them when you put in Loretta Petit on Google. It's going to pop up. So simply Google me, sister. Google me, brother. Google me and find those podcasts and check them out and do tell somebody so y'all can rally around this podcast as we stretch our wings so we can fly. So I do want you to help me to grow this podcast, all right? Don't forget to reach out to me with your ideas, even your guest requests. You can send them to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And on that note, I love you with the love of the Lord. And if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, I encourage you to get into a Bible, a holy Bible, a holy Bible, not the Bible, a holy Bible, and ask somebody, no, don't ask nobody, look at the table of contents and go to the book of Romans and look at chapter number 10. Would you read that for me? And when you read that, you'll find out how you can accept that gift and gain entrance into the kingdom. Until next time, this has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. My name is Loretta Petit. Have yourself a great week. God bless you. It's a thankful Thursday. Bye now.